Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, will silence make your ex miss you? I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing, will silence make your ex miss you? So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you would have likely heard people suggest you should give your ex the silent treatment. But what exactly does this mean, and does it work? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider about whether silence makes your ex miss you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is not contacting. So first of all, in today's podcast, when we are discussing, will silence make your ex miss you? We're going to be speaking about not contacting your ex. So this is on the basis of you, the dumpee, not reaching out to your ex, the dumper. And if you consider the dynamic we see at this time, you are likely to be going through the grind. You have been dumped. Your heart is broken. You're going to be finding it very, very difficult to do what I'm suggesting. Me saying don't contact your ex is an awful lot easier than you maintaining that. Because unfortunately, there is nothing more attractive than rejection. And therefore, you as the dumpee, you've had your heart broken. You are feeling electrified towards your ex. They become your drug. You crave them. You desire them. You want them even more than when you were actually together. So, if you were to not reach out to your ex, what is this likely to do to the dynamic between you? Well, for yourself, as I've just suggested, unfortunately, you're going to be finding this very, very difficult. This isn't an easy thing to do. But if you do manage to not reach out to your dumper, then this is going to enhance your chance or one day getting them back. Now that sounds counterintuitive. How can not reaching out to your ex actually increase the chance of one day getting your ex back? Well, it is because it increases the chance of them missing you. And this is the answer to point number one in today's podcast. Will silence make your ex miss you? Well, if you're giving them the gift of silence due to the fact you are not contacting them, due to the fact you are not behaving in a way where you are chasing them, then they will have the opportunity to miss you. Now, this doesn't come straight away. Initially, they might even be relieved that you aren't contacting them, happy that they've ended your relationship because they didn't feel it was working, and that you are not chasing them because that's going to make them feel awkward, it's going to make them feel frustrated, and they will be somewhat relieved if you don't contact them. However, this doesn't last forever, and your ex-dumper will get to the stage where they do start to wonder about you. If you are not reaching out to your ex, then this means that they have no insight into your feelings towards them. Now, if you keep reaching out to them, they're going to know for certain that you are pushing them onto that pedestal, that you are their safety net, but you are there waiting for them if and when they choose to come back. If you don't do this, then they will not have that feeling. If you do not provide them with the safety net, they are not going to feel safe. They are not going to feel comfortable that you are there waiting for them. And if you are not in their orbit, if you are not there below them waiting for them to decide to come back towards you as their safety net, then this means they will start to wonder about you. If my ex-dumpee isn't contacting me, then what are they doing and who are they contacting? If my ex-dumpee doesn't think that they need to contact me, then does that mean I wasn't as valuable or as special as I actually think I am? Those are the internal thoughts of a dumper. It doesn't necessarily mean that they think them out loud. It doesn't necessarily mean that they actually understand themselves what they're going through. But what I can say is that most dumpers will get to the stage where they wonder about their dumpee. Where are they? Who are they speaking to? What do they do with themselves now? Those thoughts come because a dumpee doesn't contact their dumper. If the dumpee does contact their dumper, then your ex-dumper will never go through those thoughts. They don't need to. They don't need to wonder. They know what you're doing because you're telling them. They know who you're texting because you are texting themselves. So the dumper doesn't need to wonder about this if they know, due to you reaching out and making contact. So if you, as a dumpy, don't do that, if you do the opposite, if you don't contact your ex, then this enables them to wonder about you. It enables them to think about you, and the space between you can create attraction. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will get your ex back. You know, sadly, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get an ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. But what I can say is that if you do enough of the right things, dumpies, and that begins with you never contacting your ex again, unless they contact you first, as an initial perspective, then this will allow space to go between you. It allows the opportunity for your ex to wonder about you. And where there is wonder, where there is space, where there is thinking about you, can evolve and develop and grow into missing you. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is not responding. So as I've just said, if you're a dumpy, in most instances, I would suggest you never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. Now, there are a few caveats to that rule, but by and large, generally speaking, the average person, the average dumpy, I believe, should start with that position. But what happens if you decide, well, I'm not only not going to contact my ex dumper, I'm not even going to respond to them either. And this is where point number two comes in. We're asking the question, will silence make your ex miss you? And point number two is not responding. So this is the position where your ex dumper has reached out to you. This isn't you reaching out to them initially. This is your ex dumper reaching out to you, the dumpy, and you decide to blank them. You decide to ghost them. You decide to not respond. What happens to the average dumper at that time? Now, I do have to say, we're speaking about the average dumper. Of course, I can't speak for every single person on the planet. Every person is an individual, and there will be unique circumstances that I can't consider regarding a generalized podcast that you are listening to today. So we're speaking about the average dumper. And the average dumper, if they receive no response from you, are going to go through a two-part process. Part one is they're going to be quite confused as per why you haven't responded. Bearing in mind, they believed that you didn't want the relationship to end. They believed that you would always have them back. They believed that you would be their safety net. And even if you didn't reach out to them and therefore they started to question, wait, is my dumpy even actually really here? They would still believe that if they reached out to you, you would be. So if you don't respond, this is going to cause confusion in a dumper's mind. And initially, this could certainly increase the possibility of them wondering about you and missing you even stronger. However, and this is where it is a very delicate tightrope to walk, I've spoke to many dumpers. I was once a dumper myself, and I know that from speaking to many dumpers, my own experiences, I know that there is a strong likelihood that a dumper will only reach out so many times. Now, let's consider the position you are. You're a dumpy, and if you're listening to today's podcast, you are at least open to the possibility of getting your ex back. You quite possibly want your ex back. So if you're a dumpy and you want your ex back, we need to make sure that we don't make matters worse. And therefore, we don't want our ex dumper to give up on us. Because if they do, then you're not going to get them back. So when I speak about the perspective of a dumper from the research I've done, from my own experiences, and I know that there is only a finite amount of times that a dumper will reach out to a dumpy on average, then what does this mean? Well, it means you're walking a delicate tightrope. Because if you ignore your ex too many times, you might never hear from them again. Because if and when they give up on you, who knows what will happen? They might block you, they might delete you, they might just do anything they can to burn the bridges between you. It is possible, and therefore you can't get to that stage. So you're asking the question, well, what is the average amount of times but a dumper will reach out to a dumpy and see if there is a response? What is the amount of times but I do not want to go beyond? Well, I've spoke to many dumpers who have told me they would only reach out for once. For once. So what this means is if you as a dumpy do not respond to your ex-badumper reaching out to you, there is a strong likelihood that they will never do that again. So even if it does increase the wonder, even if it does increase the missing you to some degree, if your ex-badumper falls into this bracket of only reaching out to you once, and therefore doesn't again because you ignore them, then how is this going to help you? If you're a dumpy and you want your ex back, you don't want them to give up on you, you don't want them to disappear, you don't want them to block you, can you really take this risk of not responding to try and grow even more wonder and missing you? It is a delicate tightrope. Some dumpies do this to great success. Some dumpies do this, and of course, they won't know for certain how their ex-badumper will respond to this ignoring, to this blanking, to this ghosting, but some dumpies get lucky. They ignore the first message, and then maybe later down the line, they get another, and maybe the dumper is coming even stronger for them because they were ignored before, and it has grown the missing you that you desired. Some dumpies get away with this, but do you really want to take that risk? And as a coach, I don't suggest you do. As a coach, I can't encourage you to take a risk, which in my mind is unnecessary. Because I believe that if an ex-badumper reaches out to you for an unnecessary reason, this shows they have grown romantic emotional attraction towards you. This shows they are open to communication and hopefully, maybe, if you navigate it correctly, actually one day getting back together. So in my mind, why take the risk? Why try and make them even stronger towards you by creating more quote-unquote missing you by ignoring them and hoping that they one day reach out to you again in the future? Why take that risk when they're already feeling pretty hot for them to message you in the first place? It's a risk I don't suggest you take. Some people do and they get away with it. Other people do and they don't get away with it. Instead, they never hear from their ex again, and then they find themselves in no man's land. As a dumpy, they don't want to start their own conversation, they don't want to send out their own message, and even if they do, they might find themselves blocked, as I mentioned. The risk is yours, but I strongly suggest that you don't take it. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about will silence make your ex miss you? And point number three is no social media. So point number three is from a slightly different perspective. Point number one was about you not contacting your ex and then feeling your silence in that regard. Point number two was about your ex reaching out to you and you not responding and then feeling your silence from that position. And point number three is no social media, or some people refer to as radio silence, meaning that you were someone who was active on social media beforehand and now you've completely vanished. Maybe you posted weekly, maybe you posted daily, maybe you posted hourly, but right now you've decided to do none of that. Will your silence create your ex to miss you in a way that they didn't before? Well, this can be seen again from slightly different angles. Do I believe that your ex-badumper is likely to miss you if all of a sudden your social media output ends? Well, in short, I would say yes. They are going to be wondering about you more. They're going to be finding this strange. They're going to think this is a behavioural shift. They're going to wonder and quite often accurately predict that they're the cause of this shift, which again brings in the dynamic of, is this a good thing or a bad thing? But they know that they've caused you to change your behaviour. But we will leave that debate for another day. But in large, in the grand scheme of things, you've gone from posting regularly, now you're not posting at all. Your ex-badumper is going to wonder, and this can create a feeling of missing you. However, I do not believe this is your strongest position as a dumpy. I believe it's the middle position. If we consider three positions on social media, we have the best case scenario, we have the average scenario, and we have the worst case scenario. What of those positions? Well, let's speak about the worst case. The worst case is that you use social media badly. And what I mean by this is that you start posting sad song lyrics, you start talking about in your posts and your photos and everything else you upload, you speak about how you missed your ex so much. This isn't going to help you. You might be feeling you're being authentic, but unfortunately, this is not likely to reattract your ex. So if you consider that's not going to work, then what should you be doing? Well, as we're talking about point number three, maybe you just go radio silent. Maybe you stop posting anything. And I believe that is the middle option. It's not bad, but it's not the best. It will make your ex wonder about you and potentially miss you more, but it is not going to give you that extra boost that you could actually gain. And that is because I believe the best position with social media is for you to post in a positive way, for you to post in an effective way on social media to show that you're living your life to the full, to show that you haven't stopped your life due to your ex, and more than that, you've actually improved your life and you're doing more than ever before. Now, some dumpees find this very, very hard to do. Some dumpees feel that my audio coaching service can help them in this way. Some dumpees know exactly what I mean when I'm saying this and they feel they can do it themselves. Either way, it can be a tricky time because I'm not asking you to lie. I want you to genuinely improve your life and then post on it. Yes, you can speak about things in a way which is very much promoting you in the best sense, but I'm not telling you to lie. I want you to be genuine and authentic, and this means you've got to really and honestly and genuinely change your life. But I believe that that's your position, because not only would your ex miss you if you disappear and go silent on social media, I believe they'll actually miss you more if they realise you are living your best life outside of the relationship that they ended. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.